Thank you, Andy. He's just a little guy. Now, you're thinking, I don't know what time it is, but I do. And so I don't want you to worry, okay? Your job is not to worry. But this morning, we want to just join some other folks in celebrating someone's accomplishments, just briefly. And it really fits with the contribution to Micah 6 and to the Christian Service Center, because this man is like a colossus that has his foot firmly planted in both ministries. This past week, our brother Dan Watson was named to the Texas Men's Athletic Hall of Honor. And Brother Dan, would you stand up? We would just like to celebrate your life a little bit. Now, all of the language that could be used about him, to talk about his participation in those baseball teams at the University of Texas in the late 1940s, where he was a catcher on the national championship team, we could go on and on about that. And we could even mention that they talk about the catcher's equipment as the tools of ignorance. That's a pejorative term used by others about catchers. But catchers are the only ones who see the whole game, you know. The bigger thing about Dan is that if you go to the Eastside Church of Christ and ask about Dan Watson, they consider him one of their great patron saints and brothers. And if you go up to University Presbyterian Church or up to University Methodist and you ask them about Dan Watson and his love for the poor, they will say he's the man who knows so many of the homeless people by name. And if you come to the Christian Service Center and ask for who one of the great interviewers and caregivers at the Christian Service Center is, Brother Dan Watson is there. And so he is an example for all of us. He is a great and good man himself, but he is an example for all of us because he is not 31 years old anymore. He's past that. I guess he could be sitting on a lily pad somewhere enjoying all of that kind of relaxed life, but he chooses continuing engagement in the lives of others and continuing ministry for the poor, and we honor his life, and we're just glad that people are bragging on him today too. So that's good. And one of his kindred spirits, where's Ashwin? Ashwin. Ashwin Dalby? Where are you? He's right there. Well, he's very shy, but right there. But he is one of the great gravy stirrers at the homeless breakfast, and he was analyzed and examined this week for his PhD and passed, and we're so glad. And he soon returns within the next few weeks or month or so. He soon returns to India, where he will be a great light, not only in his science, but a great light in the kingdom of God. A great light. And so we're celebrating that. Now, this morning in the sermon that is approximately 5 minutes long, I don't want you to worry about that, because the sermon's been going on since the first song started. When we first raised our voices together, the sermon was going on. When we shared in the Lord's Supper, the sermon was being preached. When you were sharing your money together in the first collection, that was the sermon. When we joined in the songs, and when we shared in the silence of prayer, prayer together, that was the preaching, that was the sermon. And when we gathered our funds for the poor, that was the sermon. When we raised our hands and celebrated the life of one of our older brothers and one of our younger brothers, that was the sermon, that is the preaching. Because the language that we just heard our dear Andy read, you don't mind being called dear Andy, do you? No, that's good. Our dear Andy read was that they were all of one heart and soul. They were all of one heart and mind. They were all of one heart and mind. Can you imagine anything more glorious? And while we would seek to recover New Testament doctrines, while we would seek to recover New Testament preaching, it is also just as crucial and just as vital for us to recover New Testament unity, New Testament oneness. And as we continue to minister together in the life of this church, where over a period of 160 plus years, so many different things have gone on, so many different things have been said, so many lines have been drawn, so many camps have been organized, so many factions and cliques and all kinds of, you know, churches, we, you know what we do. We do all kinds of amazing things. Where even now, I'm sure you have a story. Do you have a story today? Do you have a story of someone who did you wrong in the life of this church? Do you have somebody who walked by and maybe didn't say the right thing? Even in the past 15 months, if I had a chance yet to offend you, I hope I've done enough to have had at least maybe perhaps a chance to do that. Maybe I've already even had a chance to apologize. Have we had a chance to live together long enough that we have a history with each other, that if we chose to have a history and to make a list of the things that we have done, we would find that we could make a list of things naughty and not nice. But we choose. I hope and pray to God, I hope today we begin a future of choosing, a future of deciding that we will be of one heart and one mind. Because we have all been saved out of a great darkness. We've all been saved out of a great darkness. We have all been brought to a great sacrifice. We have all been washed in a great blood. We have all been raised to a great life. We have all been visited by a great Spirit. We have all been promised a great hope. And we have all been made a part of a great body. And we sing together. And we sing the songs we like. And we sing the songs we don't like. We sing our favorite song. And we sing somebody else's favorite song. We listen to our favorite prayer leader. And we say amen at the end of the prayer of the one that we don't particularly care to hear. We listen to the sermons that are on the topics we just love, and though we tolerate the ones that are on something we wouldn't particularly have chosen for that day, we have our favorite song leader, and we sing with Norman anyway. Caitlin said amen. We decide, because we remember that what joins us is greater than what could divide us. What joins us is not to be considered compared to the one who joins us. So as we move from this worship service into a week of thanksgiving, let us go with one heart and with one mind. Let's stand and sing together.